After upsetting the 49ers in a dramatic come-from-behind win in the 1990 NFC Championship game, the Giants would face an even greater challenge at Super Bowl XXV in Tampa as they prepared to battle Jim Kelly and the Buffalo Bills' high-octane K-gun offense.
We got a backup quarterback. We've got a running back who's the oldest starting running back in the league. You know, it was, we were the unlikely guys.
Defensive coordinator Bill Belichick would devise a game plan to slow down Buffalo's air assault. He told his players in order to win the game, Thurman Thomas would need to rush for close to 100 yards.
At that time, we're thinking Bill is just conceding that Thurman is just this good of a football player that we won't be able to stop him. And then he reeled us back in and kind of gave us a method to the madness.
I mean, our base defense was cover two, and the theory in cover two is jam the outside receivers, get two safeties deep in the middle, and let them throw it inside. And are they going to catch him? Sure, but Pepper and Carl and Lawrence and those guys, that's what they live for. Good, you can catch for 4 or 5 yards, but you're going to pay the price. And that's the way we wanted to play and just try to make it a more physical game.
Despite slowing down the Bills' vaunted attack, the Giants still trailed 12-3 before Jeff Hostetler connected with Stephen Baker, the touchdown maker.
Ron Earhart called a play that we ran twice before, post corner route, backside X flag. And when he said that, I'm like, oh my God, this is it. I'm about to make this happen. I'm about to run the best post corner route I ever ran in my life, right here, right now.
Hostetler throws, touchdown, Stephen Baker.
And with momentum now in their favor, the Giants' offense would continue that physicality in the second half, dominating the time of possession with a Super Bowl drive for the ages.
I remember Ron Earhart come over and sit down next to me. He said, we're going to run you. I need you to give me all you got. We're going to just wear them down. So let's just go ram the ball up there, Gigi.
And look at Otis Anderson throw the uppercut.
He looked like Muhammad Ali winding up, hopped in with that stiff arm.
In another signature play of the game, the drive would be kept alive with Mark Ingram's clutch reception on 3rd and 13.
He's got Ingram for maybe a first down. He'll try to the 20. Yes, he's got it. What effort. What effort.
And I remember saying to Mark Ingram himself after the game, in my opinion, that was the greatest non-scoring play in Super Bowl history up to that point, and I really believe that.
That was sort of the signature of our whole team. Every individual that we played in that game was doing the same thing. It was laying everything out on the line.
Giants on the 1.5-yard line. OJ, touchdown! Giants take the lead.
But the Bills kept fighting, and they would put themselves in position for one shot at victory.
Oh boy, hearts beat faster in Buffalo. High drama here in the Super Bowl. Here comes number 11, Scott Norwood.
Back, in the air, got the distance, it is. No good! Giants win! Giants have won Super Bowl 25.
That victory in the Super Bowl was the culmination of a lot of hard work, and I think that was the embodiment of what Giants football was about.